DOJ shuts down Mayorkas-enabled prostitution ring. By Neil Monroe on November 9, 2023. The Department of Justice, DOJ, has shut down an Asian-run prostitution ring aimed at U.S. elites that was enabled by the Department of Homeland Security. The targeted elites include elected officials, military officers, and government contractors. The Justice Department's press announcement on Wednesday hides the reality by describing the foreign-born alleged pimps as Americans, saying, "The following defendants have been charged with conspiracy to coerce and entice to travel to engage in illegal sexual activity. Han Lee, A/K/A Hana, 41, of Cambridge, Massachusetts. James Lee, 68, of Torrance, California, and Junmeung Lee, 30, of Dedham, Massachusetts." But the courtroom affidavit filed by the Department of Justice admitted that the alleged pimps walked through the border safeguards that have been relaxed by President Joe Biden's border chief, Alejandro Mayorkas. 26. Han Lee, 41, resides at 80 Cambridge Park Drive, Unit 638, Cambridge, Massachusetts, Target Location 1. Han was born in Korea and first came to the United States in October 2014. She acquired a visitor's visa but subsequently overstayed the length of the visa. 28. Junmeung Lee, 30, resides at 71 Legacy Boulevard, Dedham, Massachusetts, Target Location 2. Junmeung was born in Korea and began his F1 student visa process in January 2018 to attend the Computer Systems Institute in Boston, Massachusetts. Y.K. was observed walking with Han into 90 Fawcett Street, Cambridge, Massachusetts on June 6, 2023, after having flown into Boston's Logan Airport from South Korea. Y.K. remained in the United States until June 21, 2023, at which point he flew back to South Korea. Y.K. has not returned to the United States since. The affidavit also says the Asian women used the Los Angeles airport, but does not state if they flew into the United States. Mayorkas has forced border officials to enable the growing inflow of workers who use B1/B2 visas for tourists and short-term business visitors to reach black market jobs in the United States. Mayorkas's department has also helped hide the airport arrivals by minimizing the enforcement of laws against illegal immigration. For example, he has reduced enforcement of the laws against foreigners who overstay their short-term visas, such as F1 student visas, and has said he will not pursue illegal migrants who have not been convicted of felonies. Mayorkas's hands-off policy has encouraged massive levels of sex trafficking as millions of poor illegal migrants flood into American communities. "It's a lot of, frankly, hear no evil, see no evil. There must not be any, really deliberately kind of looking the other way at what is happening," said Jessica Vaughn, the policy director at the Center for Immigration Studies. In July, Vaughn told the House Homeland Security Committee, "There are a number of instances where, for example, girls have been placed with older men in what is clearly an exploitative situation. There are kids who have been turned over to labor traffickers. There are kids who get turned over to gang members. It's really quite horrific." But the Justice Department's affidavit suggests the federal government is worried about harm to itself via potential sexual blackmail of elites. These customers spanned a wide array of different professional disciplines. Some of these professional disciplines included, but are not limited to, politicians, pharmaceutical executives, doctors, military officers, government contractors that possess security clearances, professors, lawyers, business executives, technology company executives, scientists, accountants, retail employees, and students. This list only encompasses a small sample of known customers that have been identified through investigative methods. "I believe there are potentially hundreds of yet-to-be-identified customers that may include other professional disciplines not included in the list above." The Justice Department may be concerned about spying, Mitchell Lepner, a former federal prosecutor in New Jersey, told Rolling Stone magazine. "There's something going on here that's more than sex. It's very clear from the locations. Fairfax, and Tyson's Corner in Virginia are very close not only to Washington, D.C. but to the Pentagon." Epner says he would not at all be surprised if the alleged brother operators were servicing people who were very prominent in either business or government and then turning around and extorting them. There are potentially hundreds of individuals who took these services as commercial sex buyers, said Joshua Levy, the acting U.S. Attorney for the District of Massachusetts. In the United States, many federal agencies and state governments, such as Washington State, ignore the spread of prostitution, despite the horrific impact it has on women, their health, and their ability to have families and middle-class lives.